Chapter 140. A Dog's Mission 12, 2. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie. Along the way, he had heard that there were people in this neighborhood who took pleasure in abusing dogs. Because the black dog and Tuan Tuan were among the smallest, they had been frequent targets. Strangely, every time there was an injury, it was always the black dog that got hurt. Tuan Tuan never seemed to have a scratch. He figured it must have been the black dog protecting Tuan Tuan. But precisely because of that, the black dog probably didn't have much trust in humans. It might not be willing to go with him and could even be very hostile toward him. Yet unexpectedly, after catching Tuan Tuan's scent, it didn't act aggressively at all, and now, it was even willing to follow him. Which just goes to show, those people who keep saying dogs are just beasts without emotions are completely wrong. Many times, dogs are more loyal and affectionate than humans. At the very least, a dog like this is willing to endure abuse to protect a companion, willing to risk itself just to ensure another's safety. And as for humans, how many of them could do the same? The black dog followed the landlord into the car without any trouble. But just as they got in, a large yellow dog suddenly dashed out from the roadside, barking furiously at the landlord. Yet its hind legs were visibly trembling, it was clearly terrified. Over the past few months, its companions had died one by one. Some were abused to death, some were run over by cars, and others were caught and eaten. Only the black dog had stayed with it until now. And now, the black dog was being taken too? It had tried every way possible to hide and survive with the black dog until now. If the black dog was taken away too, then it would be all alone. What was it supposed to do? Woof woof. Just as the big yellow dog was about to charge and bite the landlord, the black dog barked twice from behind him. I'm going with him willingly. I'm going to see the little female dog. I want to know how she's doing. The big yellow dog hadn't expected that the black dog was leaving to see the little female dog. Aren't you afraid of danger? Just how far are you willing to go for her? Don't you care about me? We're brothers, aren't we? The big yellow dog barked furiously, filled with anger. If she's all right, I'll come back to see you. The black dog barked twice, then got into the car without looking back. The landlord just stood there, dumbfounded, watching the two dogs seem to have a full conversation, barking back and forth at each other. Then, he saw the big yellow dog, who had been so aggressive moments ago, suddenly slump to the ground with its ears drooping, looking utterly dejected. And the black dog, too, had lost all its spirit. It no longer looked like the determined, resolute dog that had willingly followed him just moments before. Could it be that these two dogs were really brothers? But they didn't look anything alike. Although the black dog was quite sturdy, it was only slightly bigger than Tuan Tuan. The big yellow dog, on the other hand, was a proper little mutt. If you trust me, I can take care of your brother too. Besides the two apartments he owned, the landlord also had a villa in the same community. It hadn't been renovated yet, he had planned to move in after getting married someday. But once he had made up his mind to raise the puppies, he had already hired people to start renovating the villa. By the time it was ready, letting the dogs live there would be much more comfortable. One more dog wouldn't make a difference. Plus, he knew quite a few people who loved dogs and treated them very well. If any of them happened to bond with a pup and wanted to take one home, that would be fine too. After all, they'd still live nearby and could look out for each other. Su Su's idea of raising all the puppies herself was a good one, but in practice, it would be very difficult. Right now, the puppies were still small and had Tuan Tuan to care for them, so it didn't seem like a big deal. But once they hit about 1 month old and up to around 2 years, they would be in their mischievous and unruly phase, requiring a huge amount of time and effort to train. At that point, Su Su alone definitely wouldn't be able to manage. Even with his help, two people wouldn't be enough. But having adult dogs around would make a big difference. With their guidance, the puppies would be much easier to handle, and if they happened to meet the right people, and the dogs were willing, they could go live with their new owners. Of course, all of this was just his own thinking. Ultimately, everything should still be based on Su Su and Tuan Tuan's wishes. However, as for the two adult dogs in front of him, the black one and the yellow one, they could make their own choices. He reached out and patted the black dog's head, then walked over to the yellow dog. If you trust me, you can come with me now. If you don't trust me, you can wait until the black dog confirms everything, and I'll bring him back to get you. By then, the black dog would be able to talk to it, right? He was now quite sure that these dogs could communicate with each other. The yellow dog clearly didn't trust the landlord. As he approached, it kept retreating, and as soon as the landlord finished speaking, it bolted away, as if terrified of being taken. The landlord smiled helplessly and had no choice but to leave with just the black dog for now. But instead of heading home directly, he first went to the pet hospital. "Let's get you cleaned up first, treat those wounds, and then I'll take you to see Tuan Tuan." As soon as the black dog realized they weren't going to see Tuan Tuan but had arrived at a strange place full of cages, it immediately panicked. It took quite a bit of comforting from the landlord before it finally calmed down. 3 to 4 hours later, the black dog's body was covered in ointment, an Elizabethan collar was placed around its neck, and a lot of its fur had been shaved off. Luckily, it was summer, so the dog wouldn't get cold. After being cleaned up and treated, the landlord was surprised to find the black dog was actually a handsome little guy, full of vigor. Although its whole body was thin, practically just skin and bones, it hadn't been obvious before because of its fur. Now that the fur was gone, it was clear just how much hardship this dog had endured. Still, its bone structure stood out. Even though it was covered in wounds, its presence remained strong. And its eyes were full of determination. It stared at the landlord with a look that said, "If you're lying to me, I absolutely won't let it go." "Let's go." The vet had just told him that most of the dog's injuries were superficial. It seemed to be very clever and knew how to avoid vital areas. The injury on its leg wasn't serious either. With rest and care, it would heal just fine. There were no fractures. The landlord took the ointment and led the dog home. They hadn't even gone upstairs yet. Just at the entrance of the building, the black dog already caught a familiar scent. The scent of the little female dog. Very fresh. It was left just yesterday. The black dog grew excited. That meant the little female dog was safe.